Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The words of our Savior Jesus recorded in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A doctor says to his patient, "The bad news is you have a terminal illness. Here's the good news. This disease is easily cured. You only need to spend time in the sun." The patient responds, "That sounds too simplistic. I read on the internet that people with my symptoms improved after taking this expensive medication. Another website mentioned a surgical procedure that helped. One online expert suggested a strenuous routine of diet and exercise." The doctor replies, "Sir, I studied this illness in medical school. I specialize in treating it. Look at my credentials. I've successfully treated hundreds of patients. There is only one cure, the sun. Without it, you will suffer a horrible end." The patient remains unconvinced. "That may be your truth, but it's not mine. I sincerely believe that if I go on living my life in the dark, I'll get better eventually." Which individual is misguided and narrow-minded? The patient or the practitioner? Everyone is born with a terminal disease called sin. It is futile to think we can diagnose and cure sin ourselves. It is dangerous to believe we can go on living as if nothing is wrong. No matter how sincerely we trust popular ways of dealing with sin, they lead to a dead end. They cannot give us the sinless life that God desires, neither can they deliver us from death. The only cure for sin is the Son. Only Jesus has the credentials to offer mankind a cure. As our substitute, he lived and died under God's holy demands. As a man who is also God, he offered his sinless life and innocent death as the universal remedy for sin. This remedy's power is certified by Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." His words are not arrogant, misguided, or narrow-minded. They are a gracious invitation to all. The cure is yours. It's free. Enjoy forgiveness for your sins and the guarantee of a future, unending life, free of sin and all its side effects. Trust in Jesus. You won't regret it. Jesus, I trust in you as my Savior from sin and death. Lead me and keep me on the path to eternal life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.